This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 715.
715!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk by between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Nothing. We're in the Midwest under a massive heat wave. It's hot as hell.
Ingo's going to melt before the show's over.
Yeah, I'm on the third floor, right? So, I mean, there's air conditioning, but I think all the heat from the house has risen to up here, and it is 80 degrees, 81 degrees in this room at the moment.
Fuck all that. It's 66 down here. It's just,
oh, man.
66. Well, this room is a little hotter, but 66 on the other side.
You're like in the Arctic, and I'm in, you know, the desert.
So I like it. I like it when it's cold as fuck in here, and you got to wear sweatpants and a hoodie to keep warm because it's so cold in the house.
Yeah. But hey, thus is life. Summer is such.
Summer's here. Spring has sprung.
Mm-hmm.
All that good shit. Yeah, I don't know how many more days of this we have. I think it's a couple more, and then you'd imagine we should be getting some kind of storms, because usually you don't get this crazy heat without some kind of crazy storm.
Yeah, I mean, 80s is cool, but like high 90s, 100s,
fuck all that.
With this humidity, it's too much.
No, I was having flashbacks when my kids were in swim meets on Saturdays when it was this temperature, and all you can do, everyone's outside. You're just sitting under a canopy, just dying, waiting for like 3-4. I don't remember how long these swim meets were, like 4 or 5 hours, some of them, like the end of the year ones, the big conference meets. You're just going, fuck. And even the kids are like jumping in the pool, and the pool's not even refreshing because it's so hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. What are you going to do? It'll all work out. It'll cool off. It's unseasonably warm.
Yes.
But, you know, our seasons are all wonky.
There's summer and then there's
not
winter.
Yeah. You get spring for like a day, then that's it. And you don't really get a fall. It just goes, poof.
It's just more summer.
Hard cut off.
It's less summer.
Yeah.
Hairless summer. And then it's winter.
It's so, all brutal.
It's all right.
All right. Where do you want to start?
I don't even know. Do we want to start with news? Do you have anything to say about the UFC from last week?
It was boring. I mean, people left before the main event.
No,
that's about all I say. Roundtree run. Allegedly tore his meniscus pre-fight. Why does everyone have to say when they have a shitty performance? Hey, I was really fucked up coming in this fight. Why don't you just say I wasn't 100%? Well, you gotta fucking tell me. I don't know. Sounds weird. He was throwing weird strikes. The whole thing was weird. Ingo.
Yeah.
Move right along. Take that.
Well, can we talk about the big thing that happened this week? Maybe, you know, you know what I'm guessing.
Sure.
Let's start with that.
We'll do that, and then we'll look forward.
Yeah. So John Jones, not much going on with him, and then all of a sudden, everything's going on with him. So
a little bit.
He retires from the UFC. Dana basically said, well, we gave him a contract offer and he didn't get back to us. And so now, like, that's it. He said he's retiring. We didn't know he was retiring and he's done. And Tom Aspinall is now the new champ, right? And we move forward from there. But you would think that that's enough news. But no, there's more. Then we come to find out that there's some sort of a case going in the Albuquerque, New Mexico, I don't know, criminal system.
Yeah.
Where allegedly police responded to a crash where there was an intoxicated woman in the passenger seat of a vehicle.
Pantless. She was pantless.
She was pantless. and significantly intoxicated, according to the report.
Okay, I
Woman
like where we're
told the
going.
police she drank alcohol and consumed mushrooms at John Jones's house.
Not
Okay.
his wife, I'm assuming.
No. The woman
Right.
claimed John Jones was the driver and that he fled the scene on foot after the accident. Not the first time that's happened, so believable. Police said Jones called the woman's phone 13 times from the time of the crash until about 11:34 a.m. the following morning, and that text messages from his phone were included. Okay. And then, can I keep going?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay. All right. And then there's an attorney, Christopher Dodd, his attorney, John Jones's attorney, who says, as John's attorney, I'm stunned by the Albuquerque Police Department's decision to charge him in this new case. Thousands of cases I've handled in my career, I've never seen a case as strange and unwarranted as this one. John was not driving that night. He wasn't in the car. It appears that an intoxicated woman used a false allegation against John to avoid being arrested, and the police fell for it. Based on the criminal complaint, it looks like they went so far as to seek a warrant for John's cell phone records while conducting a misdemeanor traffic investigation. Said he's never heard of such a thing. It's truly unbelievable the police would waste this amount of resources on such a case. The only thing he says he can think of is that the police were targeting John for improper purposes. He says he's going to get to the bottom of it and make sure that this baseless case is dismissed and that the people who are at fault are brought to justice. Okay, I think that's all I have on. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's everything. I'm just
So
trying
what's
to
true,
think.
Matt? Where's the truth? There's a lot of fuckery in all of this.
Well, first I would start with whose car is it? Is it her car or his car? If it's her car, he may have a point. The problem is he doesn't have a great track record for this, right? So it's like it's hard to take his side of the story. I'm sure there's probably cameras everywhere anyway. They usually are. He's done it before, right? I mean, odds are he probably was in the car, but I don't know. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna say it's just all bullshit. I don't believe it. I think it's bullshit. I think this Albuquerque Police Department is out to
Well, maybe, but this guy sure runs into trouble with the law and
get
unmentionable
him.
people quite a lot. And I don't know if he did or didn't do it, but it would, he's not coming back to the UFC. Is he staying overseas? Are we ever going to see him back in the States again? That's my question. Like, where's John Jones? What is he doing? Is he like, I'm not coming back to fight anybody because I don't want to go to jail. So I don't know. Like, the whole thing is crazy. And
Well, I mean, first you just gotta, 'cause if he was with this person, this woman, like, that's not great. Like, that's not your wife and you're out fucking drinking and drugging and driving with
yes.
triple D in her. That's not great. And then I put all that aside. I want to talk about the retirement. I don't know. I don't think he's actually retired. I know he's retired from the UFC, but I don't think he's gonna officially stay retired. I think this motherfucker comes back. There's no way he's gonna stay away from fighting. So he'll either come back to the UFC or he'll do some kind of boxing or some kind of other shit. I think even fight circus. If he's gonna stay in fucking Thailand, then just do fight circus and do freak show fights over there. Bare knuckle is always looking for people. There's something else fighting related for John. I don't think he's stepping away for good, do you?
It's been a while. I don't know. I don't know. I think it always depends on does he need money? I think if he needs money, he
Right.
comes back. If he doesn't need money, I don't think he comes back. Just like we're not going to see Conor, I don't think, because he doesn't need money.
He doesn't need
I
money.
don't know how much money John has. It sounds like he hangs out with questionable people and he's doing questionable things. So people like that tend to make poor decisions. So maybe he's made bad decisions financially. Maybe not. I don't know. It sounds like he
Yeah.
has a good attorney because that's a hell of an argument.
Right.
It's like the
And
old Eddie Murphy. You remember Raw? He's like, baby, it wasn't me.
that's right. Wasn't me. I think he's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
How's that?
I'm with you.
And then there's all these people since he retired, like, I can't believe how much the MMA media is being so disrespectful to John and not giving him his props. Like, oh my God, he's ducking Tom Aspinall. Like, that's why he's fucking retiring. And then, oh, he's not the GOAT because he failed so many fucking drug tests. Like, what do you think about all that nonsense?
No, I'm in the same camp with this as I was with like Guys like Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire. I mean, they did the thing. So you can't take that away. Maybe you didn't like the way they did the outside, other stuff surrounding doing the thing, but the thing they did, he did the thing in the cage that, he makes him the greatest fucking fighter probably ever.
Right.
So is he a good dude? I'm not sure. Does he make bad decisions and get in trouble? Yeah, but still great fighter. So I don't know, those guys, Lance Armstrong. I don't know. I don't got a fucking problem with any of this. It's like, they did the thing. They just did it better than everybody else. So you're all
Right.
sour because you want him to be this hero. I was going to bring this up later. I just watched the Brett Favre documentary on Netflix, which is really good, by the way. That guy is not a good dude. Like he's a bad dude, but
Yeah, I thought he stole a bunch of money
he
from some
did, and he did
people.
all
Yeah.
kinds of. There was a sex scandal. It's a really good documentary. It's not long. I highly recommend it. But he gets away with it because he's, probably because he's a white guy. So Jones maybe doesn't get
Rich
away
white
with it.
guy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's racial too or not, but I think he's the greatest fighter that MMA fighter ever. So I don't I think you can't take that away from the guy.
No, you can't shit on him, and it's fucking blasphemy to even say that shit about him, like the negativity. Like, yeah, fighters aren't perfect. Like, everyone get that through your head. And goddamn, motherfucking, you want to talk about the steroids and MMA? Like, I would venture to say 90% of the fighters were fucking on them before USADA came in. And then only the guys that had fucking money were able to afford it to get the undetectable shit. And I'll even go further and throw some shade at GSP because I will. Allegedly, he was on the shit, but look at his build during that, and remember back to the time when he was going to fight Johnny Hendricks. They were like, "Oh, let's do WADA and WADA and blah blah blah," and then they end up doing no testing, or maybe that was the first fight that GSP did the drug testing, and he lost. He fucking lost to Hendricks for sure, but on the scorecards, they won. But remember GSP's face after that fight was just
Destroyed.
brutalized.
Was that the same fight with the weight scandal where somehow
Yes,
he got an
I think it was.
extra half a pound somehow?
Yes.
They made a half a pound
So,
disappear, or maybe even more.
and then you're gonna try to tell me like GSP wasn't a great fighter? I'm like, I didn't like his style, but he won a shit ton of fights,
He did.
And you're gonna try to tell me he wasn't on some shit? And
Definitely
like
was.
Johnny Hendricks wasn't on some shit. Fucking everybody was. So anybody that's trying to use like he does a buzz of, you can go fuck yourself.
Well, it's a lot to put on somebody. We need our heroes to be perfect on the field and off the field. And it's like nobody's perfect.
Well, I would say in fighting is probably one of the least perfect. I would say NFL and fighting are probably pretty close to like the less reputable people are in those sports.
Yeah.
I'd say
Super
more so
aggressive.
fighting. Yeah, you have to be. That's the
So,
nature of the
like,
beast.
a lot of people that are in these sports, if they didn't have this sport, they'd likely be criminals. Like
100%.
so it's like they figured out, hey, I can make a living using this thing I have. They'd be
Right.
fighting each other and like it just so it's a good thing that this is there and we get to enjoy it and root for them. And it's too bad. I wish we could go back to 10 years ago. I really do.
Well, I could show you. I got a couple things that kind of along the lines, but 2011, here are your champions from that time frame.
Ooh, here we go. I'm excited.
Yeah, Cain Velasquez, John Jones, Anderson Silva, GSP, Frankie Edgar,
Frankie Edgar.
Jose
Love him.
Aldo, Dominick Cruz.
Dominic Cruz, look at that.
Like, it's insane. And like so many of these guys were so dominant at the time, like you look at GSP and fucking Anderson Silva and Jose Aldo and John Jones, and throughout those guys, maybe a loss at the time, maybe one or two losses, because Jones has the Hamill loss, and I don't know at that time if GSP has the loss to Matt Serra, and he's got the loss to Matt Hughes, but
2011. Yeah, and Anderson Silva's still on like dominant.
undefeated, and he
Yeah.
has that aura of terrified people, like where I feel like they lost the fight before he even walked into the octagon to fight him, because he's just, it's fucking Anderson Silva, right? And then Kane was on a run for a little bit, and
He was.
fuck Dominick Cruz. Jose Aldo, like he was gone
Makes
forever,
me tired
like
just
with,
watching him.
I know.
Well, that's why I didn't like that style. I mean, I can appreciate it being different, but to me, he's not in there to finish fight. He's in there to not get hit. And I like people to get hit a little bit, you know, not a lot, but a little And then still along those lines, when we're talking about champions, so now with GSP retiring, there are no USA born champions in the UFC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so here it is. You say,
Wow.
what happened? Because I think if you go back to that other one, we had four at that
Damn, a lot
time.
of dudes from the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, right?
What happened to Brazil?
One
Crazy.
to Australia, two whatevers. I don't know what that flag is.
Is it Belarus? No. Kazakhstan?
I can't see,
That's okay.
but you
I don't know
know.
either. It's some colors vertically, horizontally.
Yep. It's not here. How's that? But yeah, I don't know if we're gonna get back to USA born champions a time. It's odd. Speaking of odd, let's do a sponsor action.
Oh,
Check
yeah,
those
for sure.
out.
Good call. This episode is sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy's not like other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 all the way up to 12 milligram. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligrams. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
Try it. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. And Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning: this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transported magic of scent. They're on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best looking, best smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right. And they just came out with a new scent, Forest Walk. What's it like? You think lush greenery, soft moss, cool bergamot. It's the scent of a hike you actually want to take. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And back to the show. Yeah, it was all for John Jones. Let's look at UFC 317 coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Close some of these fucking pop-ups.
Is it still looking amazing as it was a couple weeks back, or have they made it more amazing?
Well, I like the main event. You get
Yeah.
Topuria and Oliveira at lightweight. So we'll see what happens here.
I don't think France has a chance against Pantoja. I don't, yeah, for the
Yeah.
lightweight.
Darius Moicano, and then we
This
kind of
is
go off the
crazy that this
rails.
is a numbered card.
Well, it's like there, it's all pie weights on the fucking main card. So you got lightweight, flyweight, bantamweight. Like, that's your fucking main card.
Well, this used to be like a fight night card, and now it's become a numbered card.
Right.
So, and they throw in one of these every probably three or four numbered cards, you know, like that are, it just seems, yeah. Do you want to talk about the main event at all?
Well, I'm going to say Topuria is going to knock Oliveira out probably in the first round. And I hate to say that, but Oliveira usually gets dropped early. And I
He
think
does.
Topuria has so much power that I think we gets dropped and he gets KO'd.
Yeah, I it's hard to argue that. I'm just going to say my heart's in this, and I'm going to
Yep.
disagree with you for that
That's
reason
fine.
and say I think Oliveira is going to survive that onslaught and submit to Poirier sometime in the late in the second round. But what you just said is most likely going to be what happens. But I think the submission could be possible. He's just got to
He
survive
could.
and not get
True.
hit too much in the first round. Because you're right, he does get hit quite a bit.
And I saw just a brief interview with Jorge Masvidal, who was talking. He trained with Topuria, and they've sparred together. And Jorge was saying, he's like, at the time, I'm ranked number two or three at 170, and I'm sparring with Topuria, and Topuria is not going 100%. He's actually holding back, and like, he's going, this motherfucker hits hard. And he's like, I've sparred thousands of guys. He said, this guy's something special. He's going to be a champion. And I
Well,
take
he's
his
also
word
moving up in
for
weight,
it.
right? So
Yes.
to fight Oliveira. So
But he's got so much power. He's got the death touch.
touch.
Death touch.
Rip, not hit back. did you see the new Karate Kid movie, by the way? Did you watch that?
No.
I didn't
Is
watch
it
it. I was
any
just,
good?
I did not get good reviews. So.
And real quick before I forget too, this fight, both these guys have close to a 90% finishing rate.
Oh, so it's gonna get finished.
It's going to get finished. Topuria
It's
is
either first
16 and
round or
0.
second. It's one of the two, in my opinion.
Topuria has 9 first round finishes. Let's see what they don't have it. But Oliveira's getting up there in age, but I like Oliveira too, so it's tough. We're kind of at this passing of the guard again of the guys we like are all almost out, and now we got the new breed coming in again. We've gone through these cycles for a while. I mean, fuck, you follow the sport for like 30 years, a lot of people come and go. But I feel like we're losing a lot of flavor in the UFC, unfortunately. We don't have the star power, and now we just lost John Jones. Who's going to pick up the slack? We don't have like this. Tom Aspinall is not the guy for me. It's all right, but I don't know. He doesn't move the needle for me. Who's going to move the needle now? Like, we need another heavyweight. I don't know if it's a Brock Lesnar type, but you need somebody. And
Yeah.
a light heavyweight. I mean, Alex Pereira. I don't know. I don't know. We move right along before I digress.
That's okay. I have a we talked about Johnny Hendricks earlier, and
Yes.
here is a update from MMA Uncensored saying 41-year-old former UFC welterweight champion Big Rig Johnny Hendricks is a police officer in Texas, and there he is on the right. Officer Hendricks looking happy. You look apparently holding some
The
Chick-fil-A. I
Baconators.
mean, not surprising. The man loved his food when he was a fighter. He looks good. Looks like he's been training, you know.
He
I'm glad
needs
he found
to grow the beard back. I don't like this no beard having Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah, I think police, they just don't like that typically. A
It
mustache is
depends which
okay.
department.
The
But
mustache makes you look.
his buddy's got a goatee, so what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think it depends. I don't know why that is about. Like, why can certain professions like that, oh, they only let them allow a mustache? Fuck that. I granted you don't want to be crazy, but mustache or beard, how's that? Because I think there was some hockey teams where the coach is like, no facial hair, or maybe some baseball teams, no facial hair. Hey, how about fuck off? We're all adults, buddy. That's how I see it.
Hard to argue that. I agree.
Ronda Rousey, I saw another quote from her.
Here we
I don't
go.
know why we.
I
No, this is.
don't
I feel like we've heard these in the past. This is
know.
along the same lines. I don't know
Okay, I'm
why
ready.
she wants to be all talky-talky now, but she said, I'd get hit and I'd basically lose big chunks of my vision and my depth perception and my ability to track movements quickly and make snap decisions, which is basically all the things that I need. And I thought I have a concussion. I'm out on my feet but I wouldn't be stumbling around. I didn't lose my balance. I had to retire because this kept happening to me more and more often, to the point where I would get a jab and I'd basically go blind. What do you think about that? Real, not bullshit.
It's convenient.
Exactly.
It's like 10 years later and we're still talking about this.
Well, now the excuses are coming, right?
Yes.
Of why I wasn't the greatest. Like, what?
It
This
took a
is
while.
why
Yeah.
I was blind. Couldn't see. I'm blind. Okay. My leg. I can't even fucking talk. My voice is shot. But what else is happening out there?
Let's see. I have, what else do I have? Oh, Andrei Arlovsky was in the news recently talking about his fight with Fedor. We were just I feel like we were just talking about this. Maybe he watched the podcast. What's up, Andre? His biggest regret, he said, was losing that fight and the way that it happened. He got caught, and it's a fact he lost that fight. Obviously, he wants to know where's a million in income now. I'm still fighting, like he's kind of calling him out. He says, I do what I love to do, and maybe a miracle is going to happen, and we're going to fight again. What do you think about that?
I'm okay with
Should they run
that.
it back one more time?
What the hell? Why not? Well, he just fought in BKFC and won over a weekend. I have video.
Yeah,
Let me
how
see
was
a
it?
little
How'd it
bit.
go?
He won. He cut the other guy up.
Okay.
So
Maybe they
let's.
do that, bare knuckle.
Yeah, I think that's what he's angling for here. You gotta see. So that, and then, obviously the guy's all cut up. Doctor stoppage. He wins. Ben Rothwell was calling him out afterwards. I'm like, well,
Oh.
I think Ben's lost twice, but I think Ben will destroy
Yeah, we don't want to
Arlovsky
fight
and
for a lot.
BKFC. But why not get fucking Fedor over there? I
I
don't
don't
know
think it
what
ends
that
any
would
differently
cost.
unless Fedor is somehow ill or something. That I don't think it ends differently.
You think Fedor beats Arlovsky?
Yeah.
I actually take Arlovsky
You would?
now. Yeah, just because he's been active. I don't know what the fuck Fedor is doing. But again, Arlovsky looked a little soft. Like he didn't look like he was on anything there. I think the last picture I saw of Fedor, like he looked jacked. So maybe he's all geared up. But again, I think towards the end there, I feel like Fedor was losing his chin. And, Arlovsky's chin's questionable at this moment. So. Maybe a solid fight for all of 10 seconds. And I don't know how much that costs the promoter, right? That's a fucking expensive fight to put together.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah. And I heard the owner of BKFC, I forget who it was, I heard they're on the verge of bankruptcy. So that's unfortunate.
Oh,
But,
that's lovely.
well, I think there's enough interest to keep it alive because they're actually doing well, and I know Connor is part owner of that now, but and maybe he would just buy it outright, or maybe UFC would be interested in that because it's just another place where older fighters can go and have a little more of a career. So I would like to see it stay around. I don't want to see it fucking go away. Got to toe the line. And what else is happening?
What else do I got? So I have, let me see, one bit of news and some couple, well, a couple KO type things. Okay.
All right.
So Alex Pereira, right? He
Yep.
says he still sees himself as the champ. He said he was fighting a lot, and right now he's taking some time to recover, giving his time body to heal. He was going to go to Brazil and keep healing a little bit and spend time with family. And he said he's talking to the UFC and we're gearing up to fight sometime in October. He says, I don't know where the fight's going to happen, but it's going to happen and it's going to be big. So what do you think? Does that happen?
Move up to heavyweight and fight Aspinall. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, maybe literally it's going to be physically big. Like his, I would be large. So maybe, translation, like the gays, you never know.
Right. The
Yes.
gays.
So I don't
People
know.
don't
I'm
even know.
excited. I like this idea. Aspinall versus Pereira. If October's a long ways away, though. Aspinall's been waiting
Well,
forever.
that's what I think Aspinall was talking about October,
Oh, he
actually.
was.
So maybe that connect the dots. Maybe that's what they're talking
Ooh,
about.
did we uncover something?
Yep.
We might have.
Do you want to see a fight on concrete? Like, there's some new fight league. This is
Oh,
never good.
I'm afraid.
Wait,
I think I
see if
might
I
have
can
seen a
just.
short highlight of it on my
Oof.
social media feed.
Yeah, I'm sure you did because this kind of made the rounds. Some kind of underground fight club. So the guy gets starched in a face off.
Oh, yes.
And then let's fight again and let me get killed. As his head bounces off of whatever concrete tile that was.
That's just not good. That's stupid. Somebody needs to protect that guy. If he gets, this is dumb. If you get like injured in the face off, you shouldn't go to the fight.
That's probably not a good idea.
No,
He
it's
got
stupid.
KO'd twice and hit his head probably twice on concrete.
It's just not
That's how
good.
people die.
Yes.
Now, BKFC did their first ice fights over the weekend. And we had a significant KO.
Oh,
Hopefully,
nice.
Omaha
Omaha
get a little
and
bit of sound here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
fuck
This
it.
is going to be one of
UFC,
my
man.
highlights.
Big
Okay,
Snake with an
good.
overhand right that scored. Catlin, Big Snake. Oh, he snuck one
Oh,
in. that's weird because that didn't look like a shutoff strike,
He's
but.
out. He's out. Wow. What a shot. I
Oh.
want to see that replay before I call.
I
It was, I
don't
think it was a good uppercut.
know. So, with that. I got a couple tweets, a little face-off fun, and then KOs. Do you have any more news, or are you
No,
into a
no more
KO? All
news.
right. All right. Let me run these three. Let me open these up. I never know what I have until I click it. Oh, here's a little tweet a week. New movie, hopefully coming out. Probably not. But Scissor Valley, starring Sydney Sweeney and whoever. Ana de Armas is from the director of Brokeback Mountain. I could be down with that.
Men.
And then I don't know, there's like a WNBA fight over the weekend where Sophie Cunningham, they said she received a $400 fine for her flagrant foul penalty defending Caitlin Clark. She got a really good clinch game. I don't know if you saw that. She put this chick in a fucking clinch and the chick couldn't get out of the clinch. I'm like, oh, she could have fucking rung her up with some goddamn knees. And then
Yeah.
this guy said, look, it was rough, but I don't think they need to fine her
Jesus.
2 months' salary for this. He ain't wrong.
Well, it's interesting because I think women's, I don't know if this is an angle or if this is just what's happened now, but it seems like women's basketball is becoming ultra aggressive surrounding this Caitlin Clark woman.
Well, yeah.
And so,
Well,
like, there's this aura of like they're just getting more and more physical. And I'm not sure if that's like selling more and that's what's going to turn into.
what's old school NBA is what's happening, but I
It is.
feel like there's a little reverse racism going on that they don't want to talk about. Like everyone's hating on her because she's white, and then the refs aren't protecting her at all. Like that's the fucking face of the league. You
Yeah.
probably want to call some fucking fouls.
You would
And you
think. She's
probably want
not
to
getting the
protect
Tom
her.
Brady action, that's for sure.
No, and then that's why this girl stepped up and fucking hard fouled that other woman, and then she came at her and she fucking just clinched her up. It's like, bitch, I will fuck you up. Nice.
That woman's strong, scary.
Yeah.
Super scary. You don't want to piss her off. You're like, oh no. You call you. Where you at, man? I'm in the clinch again, dude.
I can't get out of it. It's brutal.
Send somebody.
Yeah. And
You're
then
like,
since
what'd
we're
you
on,
do?
I don't know, since we're on women's fights and stuff, we'll go over to a little BKFC face off for a fight that happened over the weekend. We had
Sweet.
Jessica I and Maria Agapova. Maria didn't do well. She
Oh
did
no.
well in the face off. She
Oh yeah.
gave a little kiss there to Jessica Brown Eye.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, two big name debuts in the women's flyweight division. Jessica
Oh
I taking
yeah.
on
And like, yeah, you want some of this? Yeah, what's up? Anyway, get the
Funny.
gist of it.
See, women
So,
do that, and that's like they get happy. A
I
guy
know.
kisses another guy, they're going
They
to
get knocked out. Ask
be
Keith Hearing how that works. Keith
fighting.
Hearing. You fucking KO'd a dude, and then the fight never happened. Let's do some KOs. We got.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, it's loading.
It's so hot, the computer's not loading.
I just have one because you. Sure, the BKFC one or the Ice Fights one, but here we go. We're gonna get to see a little slow-mo act. Why is this? Sorry.
It's super slow-mo. It's all right.
Okay, so you know who won? The guy won. What the hell happened? Here we go.
Can I take it and I
Starts with a
die?
leg kick and then
Oh.
see your leg kick and I raise you a head kick.
Oh, he's stiff, but someone better get a Tabasco bottle
Oh yeah, I mean he ate a good one here. It's gonna be in slow-mo. Boom. Right to the face. Good night.
out. Oh, nice. I feel like he could have fucking given him a nice body shot on the way down. And I have a boxing one for you. Well, whatnot. I
Body
probably
shot.
gotta blur this or probably turn this volume off. Oof. Let's go back. A little left hook action, sat him down.
Oof. Man.
He'd be all right. And right into Canalage. What do you have?
Okay, I have two things. First
Yes.
off, I have this, which is the Dog Olympics. Here we go.
Nice.
Got a little. Ding.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously this is fake, but it looks very real,
I know,
which
right?
is kind of scary because this didn't actually happen and it looks like it happened. So I think there was some new AI that came out in the last couple of days that's like supposed to be ultra crazy,
This is terrifying because
realistic.
everything is multiplying. If you look at AI video from, I don't know, a year or two ago compared to what we have now, insane. And then I think it's moving exponentially. And
Yeah.
that's like the Tesla just unveiled their robo-taxi over
Oh
the
yeah, for sure.
worked flawlessly. They were
Uh-oh.
charging a whopping $4.20 for rides, and everyone loved it. The reviews were great, no issues. So, like,
They're gonna do
people
the
don't
Amazon thing and just price everybody out of the market and kill off all.
understand how dominant that's going to be. They're going to put some Uber probably out of business, Lyft out of business, because they're also saying normal people can buy these cars. I think they're going to sell them for 36 grand, and then you can just send it out to do work and then come back. So
Whoa, genius.
you can just send them to the fleet. Like I think Elon was even saying, like, say you're going on vacation for a couple of weeks, you can just, send it out, like, go work while I'm
Make
on
money for you.
vacation. Yep.
I like it.
And like
Wow.
and on top of all that, like, Tesla's going to take a little cut of it. So
Of
it's a
course.
great company to own stock in. And what
Last
else?
thing
Yep.
is bumper sticker in Oklahoma. My wife left me after I sat on the gun. Weird and blew my entire dick and balls off at Cracker Barrel.
Nice. I
I'm not
know why he's
sure.
sitting on his gun
I
weird.
don't
I
know what to make of that, but
don't know.
okay.
I'll leave you with that. I'll cleanse the palate. There's a new sport. It's one versus one females basketball.
Ooh.
Oh, we can't play sound.
Oh my God, is this real?
Yeah, it sure looks like it.
Do they actually know how to ball?
I don't think so, but I don't think
Sounds like it.
that's what this is about. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure what to look at. The
I
ref
don't know. It's confusing, but
probably.
we're into a women's NBA over here, apparently. As long as they're on the right team.
Well, we've come to the end, my friend.
That's right.
That has
Showtime.
been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, they should play.